those that have held down the fort while I was gone. I felt like the church was in competent hands, and I'm just so thankful for your ministry and your services unto him. It was also kind of you to give me an all-expense-paid trip to India. That was nice. If you turn in your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 15, Romans chapter 15, we read about a collection for those that are in need, and in particular, Paul, whether it's mentioned in Acts 24, other places, or whether it's mentioned in 1 Corinthians, as we read earlier this morning, we realize that he is collecting for the needs of the saints, in particular, the needs of the saints of the Church of Jerusalem. There was a famine at the time, and there was a great need. Their lack God was using that to unite the churches together, to unite the Gentile churches together with the church in Jerusalem. And so that time of lack in the church in Jerusalem was a time in which the Gentile churches then could share and help them and could be conjoined through that. He makes mention of it in Romans chapter 15 and verse 24. He says this, "Whenever I go to Spain, I hope to see you in passing and to be helped on my way." In other words, as he's going through Rome to Spain. "When I have first enjoyed your company for a while, but now I am going to Jerusalem serving the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem." And yes, they were even pleased to do so. As he writes in Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, he says that those in Macedonia begged that they might have an opportunity to share in this ministry. What we realize is that there are many opportunities to give, not to be confused with tithing. And I think oftentimes people perceive a tithe as something that they give to all sorts of benefits and all sorts of places. The tithe is the Lord's, and it goes into the Lord's house. That's his. To not give the tithe is to steal from God. Malachi makes that very clear in Malachi chapter 3. So the tithe is the Lord's. This started all the way back in Genesis 14 with Melchizedek, before even the law came into being. And is made mention of in the New Testament as well in Hebrews chapter 7, actually using Melchizedek as the example of that. Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 that you're to give to those who minister the gospel, that is for the work of the service of that church of the ministry. And Galatians chapter 6 verse 6 tells us that money is given to those that teach you, to those who minister to you. So we understand that a tithe is for one thing, and then there's an opportunity to give as an offering to those who in need, more specifically perhaps those who are in need around you. And Scripture tells you that if you see a brother in need, whether it's in the book of James or whether it's in 1 John, give it to him. You actually don't have to give it through the church. Now, I say that there are a lot of opportunities to give to the poor, even around us, and many times it's probably more sagacious or wiser to give through the church in that regard for a number of reasons. We won't go into those details, but Scripture is telling us that we have that opportunity to give to the poor. Then we have the greatest opportunity that even goes beyond that, and it is to give in generosity to mission work. And whether it's 3 John that makes mention of this in verse 7 and 8, or actually 2 John that makes mention of this, those who have gone out for the sake of the name is actually the phrase that is being used. For the sake of the name. So this is what we're talking about when we talk about giving to the missionaries. And as Paul says, even as I come through to see you, Rome, those who are in Rome, you're going to help me on my way. And I appreciate that. But he's also making a collection and has been making a collection as he's heading towards Jerusalem for those who are in need in the church in Jerusalem. So we have opportunities to give to these missionaries, and this is highly biblical, and we wouldn't be encouraging you to do this if it wasn't. And we have another opportunity coming up in the ministry there in Africa, and we want to do it in a way that is orderly, that is fitting, that is just, that is right, And we're going to try to make sure that these monies are allocated in an appropriate way. One of the things I mentioned earlier, service, is when we give to these missionaries, we want to give in such a way as we don't overwhelm them. When you give to a national, you can overwhelm them with amounts of money, and now they don't know what to do with it, and many times it's misspent. So we try to make sure that we allocate in a way that's appropriate and it's helpful to them, the most beneficial for the ministry. And that's the key point in all of this. So we encourage you, that we're going to give you opportunities to give to the ministry. We're going to be very specific about what's going to be needed. As we're talking about the Church of India, they're hoping to build a church on the outskirts of Chandigarh. And it'll be another Family Bible Church. Once again, it's not something I asked, and we've not asked them to put our names up. It was funny. They made a plaque of dedication and asked Connie's name on it. Right. So I guess they're figuring that the building ought to be dedicated to Connie and Gary Elliott. But anyway, we have not asked this. Our desire is for the sake of the gospel, for the glory of God. And once again, one of the things I reminded Robinson is, I said, Robinson, we support you because we know that you're a man of character, and we know that if we give you money, you'll handle it right. And we have no worries about micromanaging. And that's a great advantage when you give to people of good character. When you give to organizations, sometimes you don't have any idea where it's going or how it's going to be spent. But when you know a man of character, then you can feel at ease that this is going to be done right. And many times this has been proven to be the case with Robinson and Molly, where we have given specifically even for their needs, and we have found that they have used it for other things for the ministry. And so we're just in no doubt that this money is going to be spent well when we give it to them for specific things, that it's going to be handled correctly. We just encourage you that these opportunities come up, and that we can actually participate in these ministries through a monetary thing, through a physical thing. God allows that physical thing to go into eternity. It's amazing. It's magical. It's miraculous, isn't it? That something physical just goes into the eternal. So what a wonderful thing, what a wonderful opportunity we have. We just give you thanks for your faithfulness in these ministries and how it is just making an impact. The pictures that we have, and we have a little slide preview on the computer of the different ones that are graduating, those are the ones that have finished the third year. So we didn't have all the graduates of the different years that have gone by. That would have been too many, and it wouldn't have, the facilities that we rented there wouldn't have housed them. So what we have there are the 200 that had finished the final year. The third year is the final year, and had gone through all the classes. And so it was a great time together, and it was just good to see these hearts that I often told people, when you first look at some of their pictures, they look pretty austere and aloof. But when you walk up to them, they just beam and they hug you and they grab you. I mean, it's just to look at their faces in some of these pictures, you're going, well, they didn't look too personal, but they very much are. So I just want to give thanks for allowing me to be a part of this ministry too, and for you being a part of the ministry. What a wonderful thing this has been. Well, Father, we want to give you thanks for opportunities that you give us, for allowing us to take this wasteful thing called tangible income and turn it into eternal treasures. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.